Eklutna Incorporated wants to use land it owns within the bounds of the municipality of Anchorage for what the Alaska Native Corporation calls an inert monofill, or a non-toxic waste dump. In April of 2013, Eklutna filed a two-part application with the Muni's Community Development Department, a master plan for a rezone of 68 acres and a conditional use permit for 17 acres, which would be used for the monofill. But Maria Rentz, president of Chugiak's Community Council, says the community is fighting the plan because the land Eklutna wants for the project is adjacent to a park and close to residences. Almost a year ago, the Anchorage Planning Commission voted down the master plan and recommended that the assembly reject the plan as well. But Eklutna appealed that decision, triggering a long series of postponements that has kept an assembly vote on the Planning Commission's resolution of rejection off the Anchorage Municipal Assembly agenda. Finally, it was scheduled for a public hearing next month. But just as Tuesday night's meeting began, Maria Rentz got a message.
There is an official request, I'm looking at it, that was sent from Eklutna asking for a minimum 6-month postponement.
The issue was to have come up for an opening vote on the public hearing at the request of Assemblyman Dick Traney, who moved it forward, he says, because the issue of a monofill site affects not just one part of our community, but the entire municipality. Rentz says she got word of the change on the agenda last week, along with some more disturbing news.
Eklutna will be asking for a postponement on the opening of the public hearing because there has been substantial contamination found.
Rentz says if there actually is pollution, the issue will drag on. She says she wants Eklutna's plan killed entirely and to postpone it again and again, thereby postponing a final vote, is not fair to the community. The item was pulled at the request of Assembly members Bill Starr, who represents Eagle River, and Amy Demboski, who represents Chugiak.
I do have serious concerns about how we got here today.
That's Assemblywoman Demboski.
Because this has been such a delicate issue in our community, and the community council has been very engaged, and they have a very specific timeline, I think it would be more prudent to give the municipality 30 days to evaluate the new information, and then we can always come back in a month and postpone it longer if need be.
But Starr held out for another 6-month postponement.
Some information was brought to light based on water sampling, which involves a municipal landfill that we closed some time ago. It adjoins the 85 acres.
Starr says the new information is so new that it will take at least 6 months to get all parties together to evaluate it.
Nothing wrong with how we got here. I think it's where do we go from here?
Starr's move prevailed with a 9-2 vote. Maria Rentz says she's disappointed.
This case has been dragging for 2 years, and now this significant postponement of 6 months minimum, I think that significant postponement is very troublesome. I think if the site has been found to be contaminated, I think that really puts a whole different perspective on the entire project.
So the public hearing is off, at least for another 6 months, while the source and the type of the contamination is determined. I'm Ellen Lockyer.